Next question is Samuel, S-A-M-U-E-L, Cyrus, S-C-Y-U-S, 317-51. Well, I guess it didn't go through. Samuel Cyrus, S-C-Y-R-U-S, 317-51. Today is 8-6-14. This is a 74-year-old gentleman. Been incarcerated for 25 years because he was involved in a shooting. Before that, he used to work as a truck driver and is married, has two girls, but he doesn't know where his wife is, period. New paragraph. He recently was seen at the Herman Memorial, H-E-R-M-A-N-N Memorial Hospital here in Houston, Texas, and was told that he has severe coronary artery disease with symptoms of angina, shortness of breath, PND, and orthopnea. And after reviewing of his records, he was told that he's not a candidate for any further cardiac stent placement and he needs a coronary artery bypass graft, period. He adamantly refused, and his friend has now asked hospice and palliative care to get involved in his care. He has chronic pain, shoulder pain, left arm pain, both related to DJD, as well as anginal symptoms and unstable angina. He's very thin. He's lost about 15 pounds in the past month. Getting up from his couch to the door makes him very short of breath, period. He also has had decreased appetite. He stays on the couch about 14 hours a day. He has bouts of bowel and bladder incontinency and is quite weak and debilitated. Family history, mom died of diabetes, dad died of a broken heart, he tells me. Surgery, cardiac stent placement, and neck surgery after he fell off the roof years ago. Social, he does smoke, he does drink, he continues to do so. He wants to enjoy his life. In the next few months that he has left, he's told that he has severe coronary artery disease and he's at high risk of developing sudden death syndrome. Nevertheless, he doesn't want to change any of his habits. Recently, he had a fall because he got dizzy. He had rib fracture as well. And that continues to cause his pain and discomfort as well. Medication includes Atrovent, albuterol inhaler, Plavix, 75 milligram a day, Zocor, 20 milligram a day, Norvasc, 10 milligram a day. Medical problems, COPD, tobacco abuse, coronary artery disease, angina, orthopnea, PND, diabetes, asthma, COPD, COVID immunizations, updated allergy, none. He's originally from San Felipe, S-A-N-F-E-L-I-P-E, Texas. As I mentioned, he's blind in the left eye. Has had issues with his heart for years, but no longer wants to have a coronary artery bypass graft done and wants to be kept comfortable at this time. His biggest issue and problem is his chest pain, his shortness of breath, his back pain, and his DJD pain. An exam, his blood pressure is 140 over 92, pulse is 100, respirations 22 or 2 sets, 96%. Heart positive, swim positive is 2. Lungs, few rows and bronchi, abdomen soft, neck shows no JVD, skin shows no rash, oral mucosa with any lesion, logical non-focal, positive, no edema noted. In the lower extremity assessment, Mr. Cyrus, S-C-Y-R-U-S, is a 74-year-old gentleman with extensive history of tobacco abuse, COPD, with end-stage atherosclerotic heart disease. He was told that he no longer is a candidate for stent placement. He needs a coronary artery bypass graft. He's not interested, and he wants to be kept comfortable. His biggest issue is his back pain, arm pain, which could be multifactorial. Nevertheless, he needs pain medication on a regular basis, period. In the paragraph, he also is very anxious. I believe that's because of his cardiac issues and cardiac and coronary artery disease. He would benefit from benzodiazepine when he starts his palliative care. He's had a history of rib fracture, history of fall, shortness of breath, PND. He wears adult diapers because he lays on bed about 12 to 14 hours a day, and he's very weak to get up to use the bathroom. He's very debilitated. He also could use oxygen, even though he's O2-sat stable. I think that would help his chest pain. He's blind in the left eye, has history of asthma, COPD, wants to continue to smoke. Walker, because he's at a high risk of fall, even though he's not able to walk very much anymore because of his shortness of breath. His weight loss is unavoidable, most likely related to cardiac cachexia, period. Thank you.